Have you ever thought about how nuns recruit new members? Well, these days, of course, it could be through Facebook. The Sisters of the Visitation Monastery of Minneapolis have begun a 3-year campaign to double their numbers, going from a monastery of 7 to one of 14. The campaign is especially aimed at women between the ages of 20 and 45 and includes social media and special events along with good old-fashioned word of mouth. KFAI's Marie Omley has the story.
Our mission is to be a community that really is living prayer and community on a daily basis and being present to the people around us. So that's why we were founded.
The Order of the Visitation of Holy Mary was founded by St. Francis de Sales and St. Jane de Chantal in France 400 years ago. The Visitation Monastery has been in North Minneapolis since 1989, when four sisters discerned a need to live in community with marginalized people. Sister Suzanne.
Our house is a place of peace and prayer in the neighborhood, and it's a real important value, I think, to people here to have a place that is a safe house where they can just be themselves. They can come here and pray with us. They don't have to be any special religion. They'll join us for prayer. And we're a nurturing environment, and we care about them. And I think we really see that that's what our spirituality is about, is developing relationships, because we're all holy. We're all called to holiness.
In addition to opening their home to the community, the sisters also work with youth, help people looking for work, and serve other needs as they arise. Last spring, I joined them for one of several evenings of discernment. The atmosphere was friendly, almost like a party, as people gathered in the kitchen around a platter of treats. Always a welcoming host, Sister Catherine introduced people as they came in.
So we have Kayla and Christy and Ivy and
I'm David.
Grayson and David and Maria.
I asked Sister Catherine the purpose of a discernment.
It's putting God into decision making. You know, so it's more than just head facts. When one wants to make a decision, in a discernment, one uses the mind and the heart, kind of listening to the deepest self. Everybody's here just because they're looking at the next step in their lives, what career change or what educational change or, you know, I mean, just life.
We moved into the living room and Sister Joanna spoke on the evening's theme, the midnight call.
We are leaping into the midnight call. The midnight call of each of us, really. We are complete human beings. We have already experienced a call to be who we are, where we are. Maybe the choices aren't quite where we want them to be yet, but we have the qualities within us that are being called forth, that may be still in that midnight growth phase.
There are now 7 sisters, but they are aging. In January, they kicked off a 3-year campaign